Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business, against all odds, living largely by your wits. Your courage and devotion to a dream are an inspiration to everyone in the 21st century marketplace.
We're back. It's 13 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and I am excited about this hour because we're going to be visiting with two ladies that I like a lot and admire very much. Both of them have been on the show before, and in no particular order, I'm going to start with Sherry Henry. And because it's been the longest since Sherry's been on the show, Sherry is Assistant Administrator of the Office of Women's Business Ownership, and where she serves as the advocate for women's business owners in the public and private sectors, as well as within the agency and the federal government. Sherry, welcome back to the show.
Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
It's good to have you back with us. It's been too long. Paula Lovell. Let me tell you about her. Paula founded Lovell Communications, Inc. in January of 1988. That means that she's got a 12-year anniversary this month. Her firm represents clients throughout the country, all over the board as far as size is concerned. They handle marketing and public relations for a whole range of businesses, including retail, services, manufacturing, and distribution. She is an outstanding small business resource. She's been on the show several times before talking to my audience about marketing. And she just happens to be the deputy chairman of the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank. Paula, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thanks for reminding me about that anniversary this month.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Sherry, I'm proud of her, aren't you?
More than I can tell you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jim, Paula stands for, she's a symbol for so many millions of American women today, and she spans the time frame in which so many women have changed their lives and changed this economy.
Yeah.
Look at that 1988 anniversary that she's got. And in that period, we have gone from women owning some small percentage of American businesses to almost 40% of all American businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that.
Yeah,
so Paula is an example.
In terms of women-owned businesses, 12 years ago was almost the Dark Ages.
You know, not only the Dark Ages for the public in terms of what they knew about women and what they were doing, but it was the Dark Ages for women. I mean, those were the days in 1988, I'd love for Paula to tell her story, when women would go to the bank and the bank would they'd just shake their heads. No. We don't give loans.
Well, what they would say is, when can your husband come in?
Or they would say, and some actually did, and unfortunately to this day still do, don't you think you would be better off helping your family by staying home and taking care of those children?
Oh, yeah. They did say that. And, you know, since my name is Paula Lovell, I frequently got into banks because they thought my name was Paul A. Lovell.
Oh.
And when I got there...
That's interesting.
It was Paula Lovell, and they wanted to know where Paul was.
Did some of them actually ask you that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that's a great story.
You know, my sister, Paula, owns a public relations firm very much like yours in Seattle and has for 20 years. She's a real pioneer. And she would go to the bank or go make a presentation to potential clients. And she would take her husband along, who was totally unconnected with the business, because she said they liked to see a tie.
Oh, sure.
It made them feel more comfortable to see a tie.
Well, it was probably even worse than that. I don't know. There was a movie out a few years ago by Whoopi Goldberg, and she was a consultant, and she had all the great ideas, but she took a man with her into the boardroom to make the presentation who was a total half-wit and knew nothing about anything. And I have at times...
Now, what you mean, Paula, what you mean is that particular individual was a half-wit.
Oh, yeah,
you didn't mean that men were half-wit.
No. I just meant that person just did not know anything about... about the subject matter,
right.
And he was a total foil for her. And there have been times, and I have laughed and laughed at that, because there have been times when I knew that would work in my best interest, but I just didn't, you know, I just wasn't going to do it. I knew that I could take, that my audience was demanding a male person.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter that I had the strategic plan and I had the answer to their challenge. I knew it would, I would fare better if I had a man present it.
And so what did you do?
I didn't do it. I mean, you know.
You
just toughed it out.
I just toughed it out. Like the time, Sherry, when I started my business 12 years ago, a man came to see me with, from the bank. It was another banking store. And I had a couple of pictures of my, at the time, my son was about 2 or 3 years old. Had a couple of pictures on my desk with my son. He said, you know, a woman should never have pictures of her family in the office. And I said, why? Well, you know, you really, you have to show that you've got that focus and you've got that drive. Well, I went out that week and had posters made of my son. Posters up in my office. And the other thing was the car seats. You know, I'm a single parent and have been since my son was less than a year old. And I would go, have to, you know, drive around town in a well, let's say a Volvo, you know, that's the safe car. I had the car seat in the back, and I would have clients say, well, not clients, because they wouldn't say this, but people would say, well, gosh, do you keep that car seat in when you have a client in the front seat with you? And I said, well, of course I do. You know, I mean, that's a major part of my life and has nothing to do with my business, but the idea was you shouldn't drive around with a car seat in your car, even though it was not in the way and it's in the back seat.
Now, you hear, Jim, the grit and the determination in Paula's voice that so epitomizes the experiences of women across America who now own almost 40% of all businesses because of that grit.
Well, one of the things that I, and obviously, as you know, I admire Paula very much, and she's been I've asked her back on the show several times to talk about a number of different things. But see, here's what I know, and this is why I admire her. I know what things were like for her, not because I was around her and I knew her in those days, but I know what it was like for me. I started my own business a year later than that, Paula, in 89. Right. And I know how tough it was for me to get going and to be accepted as a brand spanking new startup business as a guy with all the advantages of a guy living in a man's world, and imagining what you had to go through to tough it out and to survive and to make payroll every Friday. That's the reason why I admire you all the more.
Well, you're very nice. Sherry, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You mentioned, 10 years ago, and we know that in startup businesses, whether it's male or female, there's a number. There's only one out of every 10 survive 5 years or something. Is the same true for men and women equally? Maybe we need to address this after your break.
Sherry, hold on to that answer, and that's an outstanding question. And we're going to let Paula ask that again when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sherry Henry and Paula Lovell, 888-822-8255. And I'm outnumbered today, ladies and gentlemen. Our good friend Sherry Henry, Assistant Administrator of the Office of Women's Business Ownership, which is part of the SBA, is our guest, and her friend and ours, Paula Lovell, the founder and the president of Lovell Communication out of Nashville, Tennessee, is also with us, and both of these ladies are good friends of ours and been with us before. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you want to give us a call, ladies, this is for you primarily. Guys, I hate to exclude you, but this is. I want you to listen in, guys, because you need to know what we're talking about. But I want to, any ladies who would like to talk, or I'll tell you what, any guys who would like to ask these ladies questions about how to deal with women in the marketplace, if you think that you're a little bit of a dinosaur and you'd like to have some advice, give us a call, 888-822-8255. Or ladies, if you'd like to ask any one of these ladies a question, I want to send you a copy of something. Sherry's going to tell us about a little book that she'll send you, and I'm also going to include a copy of Steve Chandler's book, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself and Change Your Life Forever. It's an outstanding book, and Steve sent me a few of these to give away. All you got to do is give us a call and talk to the ladies and ask them a question, 888-822-8255. Sherry, tell us what that booklet would be.
Well, I will, and then I want to answer Paula's question. We have a booklet called Programs and Services for Women at the SBA, and I would be thrilled to send it to anybody. And also, information about our special website for women, and of course that's the fabulous Online Women's Business Center.
Tell us
where you can get all the information about starting or growing a business. And Jim, let me tell you, a lot of men use that website because it's so wonderful. And could I just give out the web address?
I want you, please do.
It's www.onlinewbc.org. That stands for Online Women's Business Center. .org.
Okay.
Now, fabulous resource.
Is that the same address? Is that the same site as SBA.gov?
No. SBA.gov is our own SBA government website. The Online Women's Business Center is a public-private partnership with major corporate sponsors and is an ORG site. So it's onlinewbc.org.
Okay, good. Now, Paula, ask your question again.
Well, when I started my business, I had heard that 9 out of 10 businesses fail. Startup businesses fail within the first 7 years or some statistic like that. And I wondered if I know that basically that hasn't changed. A lot of businesses still do fail. But do women fare any better or worse than men in that statistic?
Such a good question, Paula. You know, that was one of the reasons that banks and the rest of the country finally turned around and recognized what women were doing in the world of small business. When the numbers came out, and we didn't have them until 1996, that was just a few years ago, telling how many businesses were owned by women, we also didn't know that women were slightly more likely to pay back their bank loans than men, and slightly more likely to succeed than men. Now, it's not a huge difference, but it was enough to get people's attention, because before 1996, banks often thought women were a bad risk. You know, how can we take a chance on them?
Mm-hmm.
And then there came the numbers showing not only not a bad risk, a better risk. So that has helped the SBA, which went on the war path in the early 90s when the Clinton-Gore administration came in and decided in order to widen, make the pie larger for everybody in America, we had to include people who hadn't had a chance. Who was that? It was women. It was minorities. So the Small Business Administration made a huge outreach effort to find the women and the minorities who needed the help that they had not been allowed to have before. And for that reason, we now have 300% more loans going to women than we did before 1992. We've given $11 billion in loans to women since then. And last year, we gave the largest dollar amount that the SBA has ever done. So our efforts have gone in a major way to help these huge numbers increase and to get this momentum started for women.
That is a great accomplishment, and all the women business owners and women who aspire to own businesses should be most appreciative of your efforts with the women's organization up there.
Well, I thank you for that, but you know, Paula, to tell you the truth, we at the SBA are still dismayed at the large numbers of women who aren't getting the help they need. And we are still twisting bankers' arms, and we are still trying to get to women.
Stand by, Sherry and Paula. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, that's exactly where we're headed, ladies. We're going to talk about some of the challenges that face women in the marketplace today, and we're going to get Paula and Sherry, our guests this hour, to help us understand what those are. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. Give us a call. www.onlinewbc.org is Sherry Henry's site that she's so proud of and Paula is so proud of. That's an outstanding site. In fact, I've got it up right now. And Sherry, tell us again what we find there.
Well, you're going to find every way that you need, all the information you need to know to either start a business or grow a business.
Yep.
If you're already in business and you want to go global, there it is. If you want to do business with the federal government, there it is. If you want to just meet other women and talk to them, there it is. If you want counseling about an individual business problem, you can get it right there online from all of our women's business centers that the SBA has around the country.
All right, good. Outstanding. And by the way, you wanted to give the address of, you wanted to let people know how they can get that booklet, which we're going to give one away this hour. If you want to give us a call, 888-822-8255, we'll give you that. We'll also send you a copy of Steve Chandler's book, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. Sherry, would you like for them just to email me, or would you like for them to go to your email, or can they order it from the website?
Why don't they email you? You send it to me, and then I will send it back to them with information about how to get to our office if they need us.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. And folks, that address is jim@smallbusinessadvocate.com. Is there an email address? Is there a way to email you from the Women Business Center?
There certainly is, and if you just go on that site,
yeah,
you can email us directly to our offices.
And if you just say, tell me, I want to find more about the booklet that Sherry mentioned on Jim's show.
It's the program and services for women.
Okay, good. And Paula, some of the things we've been talking about are some of the great strides that women have made in the last 10 or so years, and you're certainly one of those trailblazers who's been out there working hard for yourself, but actually being a model and a leader of women in the marketplace. But ladies, there's still a lot of challenges, aren't there? One of the things, Sherry, that you provided me with is that women still only get 2% of the venture capital a day when you own approximately 40% of the businesses.
It's true, and it's a real shame. And probably Paula knows a lot about that. She deals with the Federal Reserve Bank and the people who are up in the higher end of things. But we're trying to change that at the SBA. I'll tell you one way we've done it, too. We now have three, for the first time ever, three small business investment companies that are owned and run by women and direct their equity investments at women's businesses.
Whitney Johns, who is a friend of all three of us and who's been on the show before, owns one of those.
That's right. Whitney owns one in Tennessee. We have one in Washington, D.C., one in California, and there's several more coming on soon that have applied. Now, this means that there's approximately $100 million of equity money available for women's businesses that we didn't have before, and we're very proud of that.
Now, they're not having any trouble giving that away, are they?
Well,
I could certainly help them out.
Would you please apply? we're gonna fast track you, Paula. Women always have trouble getting equity money, even though the money is available. And this is another problem, another challenge. Women don't yet know how to present for this money.
That's the problem.
It's a major problem. Men know how to do it, and they play golf on the weekends with each other, and they network in all kinds of other ways, so they don't have that problem of, am I going to be accepted when I walk in this room? Are they really going to listen to me? Am I going to say it in the right way because I only have 5 or 10 minutes to make this presentation?
Right.
We're beginning to train women to do that.
Where can women be trained? Because that is a question I get asked frequently. You know, I need money. I don't know how to go about it. I walk into my banker, and all he wants to know is, okay, will your husband sign? What kind of house do you have? In other words, they ask the question, how much money do you already have?
Mm-hmm.
Very willing to give money to people who already have money. And that's not, you know, that doesn't help much.
I would direct people to the Online Women's Business Center. There's a lot of information up there about dealing with bankers. But when we're dealing with equity investors, we are now, for the first time, having a training program out in California, the month of January. It's going to be the 27th out at the Oracle headquarters. And we have been for months now with the National Women's Business Council scouring California for women who want equity investments. We were hoping to get 30 good ones. We had hundreds apply.
But now
that shows the need.
The criteria for making these equity infusions to these companies or making the loans, the debentures, whatever instrument is used, the criteria for that has not been lowered for women. It's just that these are SBICs that are focusing on women's issues.
That's right. They just came on of their own accord and said, we see the need. We think the market's out there. We think these other investment companies aren't reaching that market, and we want it. And they're going for it. And boy, is it out there.
Let me ask another question.
Go ahead, Paula.
You know, we talked about money, and there are other challenges I want to talk about too beyond money. But are women less likely to understand the need to have enough money to start a business? I run into a lot of women who don't really think they should take out a loan. I mean, they don't understand going into debt. They're not as big a risk takers.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry, do you run into any of that? Just
a lot of that. Paula, So you've got your finger on it. Women are more risk-averse than men. And for a number of reasons, we might discuss when we get back.
All right. Yeah, stand by, ladies. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about making sure that all the things that women need to know to go out and ask for a loan, why they're not asking for a loan, what they need to do to fix that, and how to present themselves when they're talking to venture capitalists. All that when we come back with Sherry Henry and Paula Love. Paula Lovell and Sherry Henry are our guests, ladies and gentlemen. Paula, I know a little bit about your company, and I would like for you to tell my audience a little bit about what you do at Lovell & Associates and how they can contact you.
Well, sure. It's Lovell Communications, and it's a marketing communications firm. We've got about 50 clients in 40 states. We specialize in corporate communications, lots of services, business-to-business communications. Some people would call it a public relations firm, and that's really what it started as. It's a public relations firm. We just go so much beyond that right now in terms of strategic planning and advertising management. And, of course, the Internet and e-commerce is very important right now to what we're doing. But we represent corporations in the services industry, primarily healthcare, manufacturing, distribution, some banking, some insurance, and we handle their marketing, advertising, and public relations.
How would someone contact you if they wanted to do that?
Well, we have a website, lovell.com. And
Two L's. L on the front and two on the back.
That's right. lovell.com, and you can reach us through there and learn a little bit about the firm as well.
Okay. And if I know you're out of Nashville, Tennessee, but you work all over the place, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You don't have to be. They can be in Los Angeles or Chicago and still do business with you.
Well, it's amazing with the internet and airplanes what you can get done.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found as a woman business owner that women, other women business owners gravitate toward you for your services? They want to do business with women.
Well, I know that I do that. I prefer to do business with women, and I have mostly women who work at my firm. And that is not necessarily that's because the people who are qualified in my particular industry and who happen to have applied for these positions that have been open have been women. I've been extremely pleased with my female employees.
Yeah.
I think that small. It's interesting. Small. Well, that is such a complicated question because the big businesses we represent are run by men.
Mm-hmm.
So it is men coming to us, obviously. Mm-hmm. And frankly, most of my clients are men. Small businesses and startup businesses, Nashville is a very big healthcare town. There's still a lot of startup businesses, even though there's not a lot of venture cap money coming into healthcare right now. We do a lot of healthcare startup businesses, and again, they are run by men. Even though I see the statistics, Sherry, I still, you know, deal mostly with men. 99% of all my clients are men. I wish they were women. There's some little small businesses that are women-owned, and again, I try to use vendors who are women. But anecdotally, it's hard to find women.
You know, I'll tell you, it goes back to one of your remarks before the break, too, Paula, about women taking out bank loans. Women's businesses, although we now have almost 40% in America, are generally very, very small businesses. They haven't gotten many reasons are for that, but one is because women are averse to bank loans.
Well, and
they like to pay as they go.
Exactly.
They're afraid of losing the house for the kids. They're often women like you who are single mothers. The risk is so great that they voluntarily keep their businesses small. Now, I think that's going to change. I think it is changing. But the confidence level needs to grow for women before they go out and get those loans to grow their business and before they take on the services of a company like yours that could grow them.
You know, one of the reasons I think women fail a little bit less often than men are greater risk takers, I think, than women, and a lot of times to their own undoing.
Well, that's right.
And women, as you were saying, Sherry, women build these businesses incrementally, one little step at a time. One of the things that I encourage small business owners to do, especially dreamers who are just starting out, is don't try to be big all at once. And it's more a guy's nature to try to do that than it is a woman's nature.
It sure is. And I want to say there is nothing wrong with staying small. Small can be very beautiful. You know, there's this growth mentality. How are you going to grow? How are you going to grow? One time somebody said to me, well, you know, how big are you going to be? And I said, you know, if I could just keep getting these 40% return, if I have 40% profit every year, I'm very happy. 20% growth, 40% profit, that looks pretty good to me. So a small business can be very, very appetizing for a family, if it's a family-owned business, or for your employees, if you have a small ESOP. Small business is very, very nice. You don't have to be big to be successful.
One of the things that I tell people along those lines, Paula, is it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
Well, that's right.
It's not the top line and see, guys are probably more interested in that top line, that sales number. And I think ladies are really probably, not that guys don't like profits, but I think ladies like that bottom line, that net profit.
Well, you know, too, a lot of women, almost half of all women's businesses are based at home. A lot of women start businesses without ever having an idea of having a big business. Take Margaret McIntyre, whom you probably know, Paula, in Little Rock, who went out in her driveway, found a pine cone, made a Christmas decoration for a friend, and from that grew candy bouquets that have a $60 million annual business.
Do you know, Sherry, she's been on my show before.
And she is a remarkable woman.
Out of Arkansas, yeah.
And you know, the mother of three teenagers, and who never ever dreamed that she would start a business. So I think men go into it saying, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be big.
Yep.
And women go into it and say, oh, let me see if this works.
Well, they go into this, I'm going to do this, and it's going to support my family.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to make a little bit extra money so we can have something, some decent food maybe, or whatever. As you say, as you've said, we've got a lot of single mothers out there who they do it by necessity. Stand by. We've got to take a break. It's 50 after. We're going to come back and wrap up the hour with our good friends, Sherry Henry and Paula Lovell. We're talking about women in the marketplace. We're wrapping up the hour with our good friend, Sherry Henry, Assistant Administrator of the Office of Women's Business Ownership, and also Paula Lovell, who founded and is the president of Lovell Communication Incorporated out of Nashville, Tennessee, who's celebrating her 12th anniversary of her company this month. And Paula, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Congratulations. Ladies, we're wrapping up the hour here. We've got about just a few minutes. Paula, if you could say, if here it is 12 years later, and since you started your business, and there's a lady out there listening to us right now who's where you were 12 years ago. You had a small child, you were a single parent, and probably because you were motivated, but by a number of different reasons, maybe some ambition and also probably just some necessity, you started your business. What would you like for someone to have said to you 12 years ago to help you not make as many mistakes?
Well, you know, Jim, I live in Nashville and we write a lot of country songs here. And I have a speech I give called "I'm glad I don't know now what I didn't know then."
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't know then what I do know now.
Yep.
And I think that sometimes I get truly my advice would be just do it, jump in, go ahead. It's not as scary as everybody makes it out to be. There are resources like Sherry Henry's Small Business Women's Center. There are tremendous resources now. There are other women who have offered footsteps to guide, and it's a lot of fun. It is not. Just don't be afraid.
Believe in yourself.
Exactly.
Believe in yourself, Sherry. What do you think?
I guess I would say to all the women out there, don't do it alone. You don't have to do
That's
it
right.
alone. There are a lot of resources that are free. They're accessible. They are expert. They are there to help you. The SBA has district offices all over America. Look in the government pages of your telephone book. Call up your local U.S. Small Business Administration office. Ask for the women's representative. Find out about the loan program. If you want counseling, go free to the Small Business Development Center. There's 1,000 of them around the country. If you want long-term training, go to one of our 80 women's business centers and learn the principles of business. This is all there for you. Go to our website. Get counseling every step of the way. I don't care if you're just starting out or taking your business to the New York Stock Exchange. You need help.
Get that. Give us that website again, Sherry.
Well, my website is for women. It's onlinewbc.org. But people all over America should go to the SBA.gov website to know exactly what the programs and services of the SBA are. There for you. It's your tax dollars at work. We've never done better work for small business, and we're there to help.
Three things that I think all small business owners need to do, and dreamers, especially women, in as they leverage their new business into this next century, is they've got to work on networking. They've got to focus on developing strategic alliances, which is not necessarily to say partnerships, and they've got to take advantage of technology.
Oh boy, that's another show. Women in technology. That's a great show.
You're absolutely right. And add to that, think about going global. You don't, because of the internet, you don't have to sell to your local neighborhood anymore.
That's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely. Ladies, We're coming up on the end of the hour. Thank you so much, Paula. You were great today, as always.
Thank you. Let's come back
and do that show on women in technology.
Oh, it's a great
What do you think?
Yeah, it'd be a great show.
And Sherry, I'd like for you to join us, too. Sherry Henry, ladies and gentlemen, Assistant Administrator of the Office of Women-Owned Business, Women Business Ownership, I should say, and Paula Lovell with Paula Communications. Ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jim. Sherry, it's been great. Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye-bye. Got to go for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and this hour especially, women small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.